That was real exciting. Obviously, you know, you play this game for the ultimate goal, which is being, you know, is getting a chance to play in the Super Bowl and ultimately win it. So, you know, we're happy and excited to be in this situation. So, you know, all we need to do now is win it.
Any extra anticipation for tomorrow for you with that award that's being announced?
Not really. I mean, they've been pushing it up, back, whatnot. I mean, it is what it is. I'm happy the fact that we're in the Super Bowl, one of, you know, one of two teams out of 32 that's, you know, in this position right now. So, that's what I've been looking forward to most, is playing this game.
But it is a good award as far as, generally, if you're 6-10, you're probably not going to win.
I guess so. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, with individual accolades, obviously, you know, you're going to tend to come home with those with good teams. It's really, you know, it's not just you personally, but it's the cast and crew around you, your teammates, winning, coaches, everything that goes with it. So, obviously, you look at the players who are I guess, you know, front runners on that list. They're from great teams.
Any extra challenge this week to keep focus with all the hoopla, all the extra stuff going on?
Yeah, absolutely. There's obviously going to be some more distractions down there. We're going to be away from our home environment. You know, obviously more media, more opportunities to get in trouble. But I think the team's, you know, disciplined enough to understand that you know, we have an ultimate goal. It's a week away. And, you know, in the off season, you can get as much trouble as you want. What do you think about that one?
Will you be in the team photo?
Will I be in the team photo? I sure hope so. You know, yeah, I hope so. I hope I'm there. I'd love to be in the team photo. Be nice.
We heard that Nick Barnett and Aaron Rodgers talking for this and had a conversation.
Did they talk?
Yeah.
Or was it via Twitter? Good. That's what I like to hear. You know, good teammates just really solving their issues and everything. I don't know. This whole thing is ridiculous. Who knows? And who cares, really? They'll be in the picture. We'll be in the picture. And we'll all be playing as a team. So, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to say about it. But it is pretty comical. I will say that.
What about Megros?
It's comical to me. I don't know. You know, just back and forth, and just, you know, in which it's been blown out of proportion and whatnot. I think it's comical, but yeah, like I said, it's not going to distract us from our ultimate goal. Well, no, I mean, there's two sides. There's two sides. Well, that's Super Bowl week. There's two, you know, there's, what is it, two sides to a story or something like that? Whatever the expression is, but I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. Just, you know, we're happy to have him in the picture. Obviously, you know, you have to be smarter about what you say and understand where we are in the season. But, you know, like I said, it's really not a distraction.
Do you see much of Woodley and Harrison during your studies?
You know, obviously I'm watching the offense, but I do watch them. They're good players. Obviously, you got Woodley, who's a real big guy who can collapse the pocket, you know, especially to, you know, Aaron's front side, so he can see him coming in his peripheral. I think James Harrison has enough athleticism to get around the edge and do some unique things over there to present some problems. And together they've been a dynamic duo that has been playing well for years over there. So, you know, I think our offense understands, you know, the task at hand and what they're going to need to accomplish in order to shut these guys down. But they're two very good players, and they're going to make their plays.
In terms of style or technique, how do you think you compare with them, differ from Larry?
I think we're all different. Woodley's obviously a real big guy. Harrison's small and compact. I'm more of a rangier, leaner guy. I mean, I don't know. You know, really, it all comes down to want, and they both have it. So if we're in the same company as that, then we're all in good company.
Congrats on the hair.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Small for men. I don't know which camera I need to look at, but go get it. No, it's something that's fun, and we're having a good time with it, obviously. You know, my prayers weren't answered, and we put it out there, and Swall, you know, we went after it with Swall for men, and I mean, here we are now, so it's pretty fun. It's a good play, obviously, with Troy and Head and Shoulders going into the Super Bowl, so looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll have some, you know, some advertising and stuff out there that'll be pretty funny and comical for you guys.